Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Welcome to the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. And man, this, what I got for you guys today is the reason why I do radio. It's the reason why I do this YouTube show. It's because, man, we have a fun one. I mean, we've got Vaughn Gittin Jr., who it's been a minute since he's been on the show, a good friend of mine, Lauren Healy, Bailey Campbell, and Brad Lovell, all Ford Racing drivers. I mean, we've got a future queen in the Hammers. We've got an off-road Hall of Famer in Lovell. We've got a two-time king in Lauren Healy. And we've got a drift legend and world champion in Vaughn Gittin Jr. I mean, it's a roundtable discussion today right here on the show. And we're going to talk Mint 400. We're going to talk motorsports in general, I'm sure marketing, social media, Baja, Ford Raptors. Man, big thanks to my partners at Ford Performance for setting this all up. And this is going to be some epic, epic stuff. So really, really excited for the show today. Those of you tuning in nationally, make sure and head over to our YouTube channel. You'll be able to get this uncut and the video version of it because – it's going to be that good. I know we're going to run over on time. We're not going to be able to cram it all into our hour here on the national network. Can you tell? I'm excited. I just got back from the Mint 400, obviously hosted the live stream for a couple days, and what an epic event that was. Big shout out to my friends, the Martelli brothers, for just knocking it out of the park one more time, and always honored to be a part of the live stream with some legends like Ricky Johnson, Bob Bauer, my good friend Jim Marsden. But, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're jumping right into things because, man, it is going to be a blockbuster one today right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Lauren Healy, Vaughn Gittin Jr., Brad Lovell, Bailey Campbell coming at you when we return right here after this break. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Oh, man, what a roundtable we got here. We got the team from Ford Performance, Lauren Healy, Brad Lovell, Vaughn Gittin Jr., Bailey Campbell, all good friends of mine, coming off a phenomenal Mint 400 for Ford. I think about the only Ford we don't have on the list here is John Williams, who I know got a podium as well. But, man, welcome to the show, guys and girls, Bailey.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Thanks, my man. Happy to be here. Always enjoy connecting with you.
Yeah, I know it's been – well, the funny thing is we'll just – yeah, it's – you know, we talked about it, the Ford Raptor thing. But, I mean, shoot, Vaughn, I've known you for probably better part of 15 years. We started doing Formula D stuff 15 years ago. Now we're doing off-road stuff.
Yeah, man. It's awesome.
So how's that transition been, dude? Like, I mean, Mint 400, this is your first Mint, right?
Yeah, it was my first Mint. What a course that freaking place is. My first Mint. But, yeah, the transition's been going great. You know, I've been now since 2016 was my first King of the Hammers and really haven't looked back. And obviously, you know, what myself and Lauren have going on now, bringing Bailey onto the team, it's just been – the vision and the dreams have been progressing and it's all happening. So we're having fun. I learn a ton every time I'm in the truck, and the Mint was extremely fun for me. You know, Brad and I going back and forth the entire race, and, you know, to be rubbing paint with a Hall of Famer like Brad, like that was a lot of fun. And, you know, just represents the progression, I think, of what we're doing.
Well, Brad, let's talk about that, because, I mean, obviously, off-road Hall of Famer. You've raced a little of everything as far as off-road goes. How was this Mint 400, man? Because, I mean, you've been all over the place, and everybody was saying this is one of the roughest Mints in history.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I felt it on the fourth lap out there, racing our spec trophy truck in the past. And, you know, this one, we had a little bit different course for some of the limited classes. And I was assuming that was going to be all smooth, high speed stuff. No, it was a bunch of motorcycle whoops, and it was really rough. So, like Vaughn is saying, first lap, I kind of went easy on the truck, went through there, and he reeled me right in. So that's about when I figured out what kind of race we were going to have. So second, third lap, we let it rip through there and stayed right on top of the whoops.
So, and Lauren, I mean, obviously Vaughn, you know, he came in, we talk a little bit about him coming into off-road, but I know, you know, he jumped in, and then not far after Vaughn jumped in, you kind of teamed up with him. And how's that process been? Because, I mean, you know, you were very well established prior to that. And how's things been, you know, since you and Vaughn have teamed up? Obviously, we've seen Funhaver pop up everywhere at this point.
Yeah, the growth has been absolutely amazing. I mean, when we teamed up, you know, Vaughn came in with this outside perspective of the things that off-road was really missing and really brought that strategy into our team. And with us, you know, combining forces of what I was good at, what he was good at, it just kind of made the perfect, you know, power team moving forward. And it really, the growth's been unreal. But chiming back to Vaughn and Brad's battle a little bit at the Mint, like, we had a strategy going in, and of course, you know, Chevy was there, Honda was there, and I'm sitting there behind him in the Raptor R, and I'm like, okay, guys, like, you know, we're gonna time this, we're gonna strategize, we're just gonna stay just in front of those guys so we make sure. And then all that went out the window. And I'm like sitting there praying, please don't burn each other down. Please don't burn each other down. You guys, you dorks. And I'm listening, getting split times the whole time during the race. And it was pretty funny to watch from a few positions behind the whole day.
Yeah, well, that's what's funny, right? Because they were in the same class. You were on your own in with the Raptor R, correct? But they you guys were competing directly against each other. Everybody else on the team kind of was off on your own in your own world, right?
Yeah, we were in stock full, and so we were racing. Chevy had a truck out there. There was another Raptor R that was a privateer team, and then Dodge had the TRX out there, so also a privateer team. But you know, Brad and I have been racing the stock class down in Mexico, and Bailey as well, for, you know, the last 4 years, and we've kind of been excited to get the other OEMs to come out and compete against us, see where we stack up. And so it was really awesome. And Chris Wu in the full size Chevy, he gave me a race all day, kept me honest, and made it a lot of fun.
Well, and Bailey, talking about that, you know, coming into this whole thing, obviously you've been racing for years at this point. You run up front at King of the Hammers. I mean, I guess one, I know you've raced, this is your second Mint, correct? I think you raced, quite a few years back, right?
So this will be this was my fourth Mint 400.
Oh, fourth, okay. Yeah. I knew there was one before that. So at least one before that. But how did things team up? I mean, obviously we talked a lot last year. How did things progress with Funhaver and where are you headed after the Mint 400 now?
Yeah, so going back a little bit, it kind of all started when Vaughn asked me if I wanted to start doing Bronco programs. And that was actually my first race in San Felipe right after I had my daughter Emery. And it's kind of all just gone uphill from there. Vaughn asked me to come out and do my first Bronco event 3 months after she was born. And then it just slowly progressed into doing Baja 1000. Brad and Lauren were huge advocates for me to do that. And I can't even tell you how happy I was to do that one. It was so much fun. And then last year as well, they brought me back. But the Mint 400, I would say it was the roughest one that I've done. The course was so hard packed. There were so many embedded rocks, and that Bronco took its beating. Honestly, I can't believe it held up. It was Bailey proofed, and I believe it now because Vaughn and Lauren have beaten it up too, and they've proven that it can last in any race. It was pretty cool.
Well, and I guess this is a you know, one for all of you. The Mint was, to me, was pretty unique for you guys and the Ford team because, I mean, all of you are used to running unlimited class vehicles. I mean, everything you guys raced here at the Mint was very production based. I mean, how was that change up from all the fire breathers and all the wheel travel and everything you guys are used to?
Well, you know, Jim, in my opinion, I was talking to a guy before the Mint, and he's like, "Oh, so these stock trucks, you know, you have to go pretty slow." And it's like, what are you talking about? And you don't. It's a different formula. But, you know, I've gone faster off-road in Ford stock trucks than my Spec Trophy truck back when we were racing that. So, it, you know, the big rough stuff, you got to slow down some. But the control of these vehicles is excellent. Going down some of that two-track stuff, you know, well over 100 miles an hour. At the end of the lake bed, chasing down Vaughn, you know, I'm going 127, and there's that big left-hander at the end, and I was still going 100 through the left-hander. That's when, you know, it's like, hey, Brad, back it down. You know, we don't need too much risk. But I really am. I'm continuously impressed with the capability of Raptor vehicles, and really all we've done with these is add safety features and fuel cell and you know, race seats and everything. So. Have to say a lot about the Raptor brand.
Yeah, it is unreal how capable these Raptors are. So we had, I had my personal Bronco Raptor in Johnson Valley around hammer time last year. And I'm going, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour with three friends in it, just giggling like little kids through like the single track and the slightly rough stuff. And it is unbelievable. Like after the mint, I looked at this thing. I looked at our Nitto tires. There's no chunks. The truck is like ready to go do a couple more laps. Like it is mind blowing. And like a lot of people are like, well, how stock is it really? Like they're stock. Like Brad said, it's like safety. I think we put a little bit stiffer springs on them to handle the additional weight. And other than that, it's a Raptor off the showroom. Same with the Raptor R Lauren was driving. You know, the vehicle Bailey's driving is complete factory powertrain, just, you know, add portals and a stronger rear diff and safety. Like it's unreal that you can go buy this off of a showroom, you know? And that's one of the things I think I can speak for all of us that love about what Ford's doing is they're making the entry point into the culture and the lifestyle that and the ability to feel the experiences that we feel accessible to everybody. And no one else is doing that. You know, a lot of people are saying it, but the capability of the Raptor products is just no one's touching it.
I get asked it all the time. You know, you get used to your unlimited 4,400 truck with, you know, 800 plus horsepower and all the suspension travel and huge tires and stuff. The challenge of racing stock trucks, it's so fun. You have to be so perfect and precise to move that truck fast through the desert. And it really challenges and shows, you know, how good of a driver you are. And I feel like it's really increase my capability of my driving skills in the unlimited trucks and in other stuff, spending so much time behind the wheel of the Raptors, you know, in Johnson Valley, in Mexico, in Nevada, and all the different desert applications that we've been racing them in.
All right, we're going to have to pause that thought, but we're definitely returning to this conversation. A whole heck of a lot more to come with the Ford Performance team on their epic Mint 400 showing this past week in Las Vegas. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after this on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. We're talking some stock class racing.
Yeah, I think the best way to explain it to people that know a bit about off-road racing is like to drive a stock truck fast through the terrains we're running, like you have to be perfect, right? Like with our Ultra 4 trucks, you know, the 4400 Unlimited trucks, you hit the wrong whoop, you hit the wrong G out, you know, as long as it's not the wrong one, you're going to be fine. But the stock trucks keep you honest. You have to stay very connected to the truck. You have to read the terrain and manage every inch of its movement. And it just, it's such a different thing. And one would think it'd be boring, right? For going from an unlimited, just wide open, going through all the big stuff, but it is such an intense focus and it's so rewarding when you get it right. And, that is, I think, why we're all like really loving this opportunity. Because it is rewarding from a driver's standpoint.
Yeah, so. I remember the first Baja session that I had with Brad out in Johnson Valley, and the first thing he noticed was kind of where I had my tire placements and stuff in the stock vehicles. And it's been a learning curve on how to learn how to drive those compared to getting out of a 4400 car with 40-inch tires.
You're driving around the rocks instead of over the rocks.
So Vaughn, on that third lap, to continue on with what you're saying, we were 15 seconds split on the second lap. So third lap, I was literally doing everything you're saying, every inch, every movement of that car, I was trying to control the best I could so you couldn't catch me, man. I was doing everything. It had a great lap, but that's what it takes, you know, controlling every bit of motion there. And it is a fun challenge. Love these trucks. And for my Bronco Raptor here, went down, pre-ran the Baja 1000, brought it home, pre-ran King of the Hammers in it. Of course, we didn't do the big rock trails, but we did a few of them. And, you know, it's my daily driver now, and we're taking it out next week to go do a trip through Utah. So that's what I love about having a vehicle like that is you can do all that, and it's funny, happy doing it.
Well, I think it's, you know, one of the interesting points talking about your guys' battle, but I think it's just off-road in general. And I'm sure, you know, Lauren can attest to this, Bailey, and maybe even Vaughn and Brad. But when I first started, you know, desert racing, and I haven't done any Ultra 4 stuff, but I'm watching King of the Hammers, and it's very much, you know, mirroring that. But like when I first started, you know, especially when I was running unlimited trucks, if you just finished the race, you were guaranteed a podium. I mean, and you know, it was like second place with 30 minutes back, third place was an hour and a half back. Like it was just get to the finish and then just see where you're at. Now, I mean, you're fighting for those inches. You're fighting for the seconds. Like to me, it's crazy that we're running these long distance races. And I mean, Hammers, you can talk about Baja, you can talk about the Mint, but I mean, things are within seconds of each other at the finish line.
The pace these days has gotten crazy. I mean, from trophy trucks down to UTVs, I mean, what Brock Hager and those guys are doing in the Polaris factory team has been wild to watch. I mean, his lap times were only a few minutes off the unlimited trophy trucks out there at the Mint. It's the whole progression of off-road and the shock development and the drivetrain development has been really neat to watch the last few years and cool. And I think the OEMs are kind of pushing that, like some of the live valve shock stuff that we're running. Typically, the racing would push that into the OEMs, but it's kind of been the opposite. You know, the OEMs are pushing this development now into the race trucks and making us faster and better.
And what a game changer that is. Jim, have you driven anything with live valve?
Me? Yeah, I've driven. Okay. Well, I guess, yes, some side-by-side stuff, but not extensively.
Yeah, it is, you know, like suspension tuning used to be like the art of the compromise. Right. Like you would go, you would say, okay, this race is going to be majority of whoops. And you would have to pick your poison of what you wanted to tune for and kind of deal with what you got after that. Whereas now it's like, I think, you know, me and Lauren, we don't have any compromises for King of the Hammers. It's like, we go in the desert, boom, we put it in this mode. We're in the rocks, we put it in that mode. We're in the annoying, you know, choppy stuff, it's got a mode for it. And to be able to do that on the fly and have that confidence that you're optimized, that I think is the biggest, you know, one of the biggest progressions. And of course the Raptors that we're running and come off the showroom with that, and the ones we're racing also have that. And it's just smart. It's like when you jump, it knows that you're in jump mode. It locks the compression out for landing. You know, when you get a really fast rebound, you know, it can rapidly change that, you know, or you can press the compression button to slow it down, or the rebound button to slow it down and lock it out, so you don't, you know, you don't rebound up over and flip. It's just, the intelligence of it is unreal, and it's really just starting. So, you know, that progression is like, when I got into off-road, I look at it from multiple ways, and like, I felt that it was like drifting 10 years prior, like behind the time and a lot of things. You know, this is almost 10 years ago, but I felt that like technology hadn't caught up. I mean, the seating technology was old, and Lauren and I helped Ricardo develop a game changer in that. And, you know, it's just been so fun to see coming in as a outsider, you know, about 10 years ago, and the rapid progression and where we're at now. But it's just going to continue, I think, and things are going to get bigger, better, faster, and a lot more easy for people to get involved with the types of things that manufacturers are doing. It's super cool.
Well, one thing I'll say is you said something, and you said coming in as an outsider, and I go, here's one. I've known you for a long time, and I laugh because you say coming in as an outsider, and now I can honestly tell you, Vaughn, people look at you as much as an off-road guy as they do as a drift guy, which means you've come in and you've, you know, put in the time, you put in the work. This is not an easy sport to crack and get, you know, get recognized that way, but you're viewed just as much as an off-road guy now. So,
well, thank you. I'm just, you know, I'm having a ton of fun, and you know, the entire effort that we're doing with the RTR Vehicles off-road team. I don't know if you saw that, but we did transition from Funhaber Off-Road to RTR Vehicles as our over-branding team, still very much working, you know, with Funhaber and focusing that more on a lifestyle versus, you know, what we do with RTR, which is the complete vehicles. And we're just having fun, you know, like, you know, Lauren is obviously the OG of the team, and you know, he brings a ton of experience from that perspective. And I come from more of the business development, the marketing, and being a halfway decent driver. And now with Bailey and, you know, Brad is our unofficial teammate on many weekends over the year now with our relationship with Ford. You know, like, you're seeing a collective. And one thing I really love about how we operate at races like the Min and at Baja is, like, you know, Brad is, you know, a competitor. But Brad also is one of the key components to the development and managing the programs around these vehicles with Ford. And, we all just kind of form like Voltron, and it's a really special thing that we have going around this program, where we can be completely different shops, different people, different teams, different leaders. But when we come together, we are one, and it's extremely powerful. And the way that we work together, Vegas Torino last year, Baja, and then Mint this year, is just, it's really cool. And I think there's a lot of ego traditionally in motorsport that can get away of these types of programs, where everyone's like looking out for themselves and just trying to, you know, almost be selfish in a way. And like, I believe we all show up just very open and put our best to it and just let it play out on the track within the strategy. And it's really cool. It's just to me, it's a very unique approach to executing in motorsport, in competition. And it's just so fun.
Yeah, Vaughn, I you know, kind of feel the same way. And I think, you know, what's made this team so powerful is not only the, you know, the products that we're able to race, which are dominant, but it takes an awesome team. And like you say, it's everybody's putting their egos aside and realizing, you know, let's go out there and get wins for Ford Performance, and taking the best from each of us to make a great team. So it's certainly been a pleasure for me and, you know, everybody involved, Kurt LeDuc and John Williams, There are a lot of people, but it just makes a great group, and it's hard to find. So we're very fortunate that we have that.
Well, and I wanted to speak to something there. You know, I don't know how much you want to dive into it, Brad, but I know behind the scenes, there's, you know, a lot of people see Brad Lovell, the racer, but I know specifically with the Ford Performance Off-Road program, there's a lot you're doing behind the scenes, connecting the dots, things like that.
Yeah, I have to chuckle a little bit because I quit my job a long time ago to go racing, and now you can see I'm sitting in an office again doing spreadsheets. But I work with Ford.
Nope.
All right. Well, Brad chimed out there right as he was getting into things.
Yeah.
He'll pop back in at some point, I'm sure. But I guess we'll transition here to Bailey. But how is things with you? I think things have probably been a whirlwind the last couple of years with you, correct?
Yes. Yep. I have a four-year-old now. It's crazy. And I just got brought onto Vaughn and Lauren's team. So that's a big change for myself. Coming from Campbell Racing and switching over to their group. It's super exciting though, because I'm entering a new adventure and getting into something completely different. This 4600 car is something I'm really focused on and perfecting and taking the reins of this year. So, and then next year we're going to hop into my own 4600 car for King of the Hammers. So that'll be fun. It's going to start getting built. And we'll see how that goes.
Oh, it started.
Yeah, it started.
Lauren sent me photos yesterday of the tub out and ready to go. And so, Jim, for I think maybe some of your viewers that don't know, we are building. We just announced Bailey on the team. We are building her a new truck, and we're basically just bringing her in under our full program, our full process. All hands on deck towards her. Whether it be the equipment, the team, the marketing side, our management of relationships.
I can tell you already this interview is going to run long, but we got to take one more commercial break. And when we come back, more with the Ford Performance team right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza / landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. And welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, hanging out with the Ford Performance Team. Welcome back, Brad. I know you just got into saying something and all of a sudden it went off. So I can't even remember at the time what we were talking about, but I don't know if you remember.
Well, yeah, I guess we were talking about work with Ford Performance. Sorry, yeah, I got a spam call there. Yeah, I spend a lot of time, you know, working maybe more on the engineering side with Ford Performance Racing, and Ford also. I was lucky enough 7.5 years ago to get involved with the Bronco program and helping with some of the engineering aspects to make Bronco great off-road. And I really enjoyed it, and that led into opportunities with Ford Performance to go racing and helping develop some of these vehicles. So so my team, in conjunction with Huseman Engineering, we build these stock class vehicles, and those guys do such a great job. I know you remember them from short course days, but really enjoy working with the Huseman brothers. And yeah, we've had a lot of opportunity. And like Vaughn says, it's a lot of fun, and it's all about having fun. And that's the reason to do it, because there's a lot of stuff that you have to work through that isn't so much fun. So if you're ever doing it for any reason but fun, you should probably start looking for something else. And and it makes off-road racing extremely competitive. But what I love about it, you know, it's hard to find money in off-road, but what I love about it is everybody's driven there for the passion. You know, it's the ultimate hobby for people, and we're all fortunate to be part of it.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the keys there. And I think, you know, I want to kind of chime in on that. But I know, like, Lauren, Vaughn, obviously, with your guys' program, with RTR, things like that, you know, there's a lot of guys that and people in this industry that do this as a hobby. Somehow you guys have figured out a way to do it professionally. And, you know, how has that been? What's the approach been? Because, you know, obviously you guys offer a package that not most can offer.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of it is like, you really have to first realize that this is what you want to do, right? There's a lot of people that are doing this as a hobby, which is totally fine. But yeah, the first step has to be like, okay, I want to turn this into a profession. And then it's just like anything else. Like, what is your value proposition for whoever it is that you're trying to work with? And, you know, the recipe, to be honest, is not any magic to it other than being, you know, authentic and investing heavily in content, you know, and then to take that further, it's understanding what your potential partners need, right? This, you know, so many people take motorsport and the word sponsorship, which to me means, hey, you sponsor me, you give me money, right? Whereas we look at it as more of a partnership, where it's a very reciprocal. You know, when I'm working with potential new partners, I'm more so interviewing them to understand what it is that they need, to want to understand, you know, what their challenges and goals are right now. And then in the, while they're sharing that, I'm just thinking about how we can help. And if we can't help, or we don't believe that we can be a part to their success, we won't even talk about taking a deal with anybody. Right. So I think it's a very different mindset that we go into it with, is like, you know, most of our deals have been very long term. And I think it's because of that mindset of that relationship, where it's always evolving. Everything needs to be reciprocal. But first and foremost is like, this is what we want. Like, we want to be doing this. We want to be, you know, in all the chaos of what it is to be a professional athlete. And that's something that not everybody is ready for. And I think people think that they are, and they see the, you know, we, many of us make it look easy. But once people get in the weeds of it, you know, it's definitely not for everyone to go for it as a professional aspect. That's for sure.
And Vaughn touched on it a little bit on the investment in social media and content creation. And him and I were first starting to team up and start working together, and we're becoming good friends. You know, he's kind of coaching me through this, and he's like, you know, we're gonna spend as much investment in social media and content. And I'm like, as what we spend on the race car. And his running joke is, you know, we have as many media nerds as we do mechanics around the facilities. And it's true. And that was probably one of my hardest things to break down was doing that instead of working on the race trucks, or, you know, investing and spending that money when we could be putting it into something else. And it you know, like Vaughn said, it definitely pays off. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. I'm always nervous, or, you know, don't always want to put myself out there in some of those situations. And, you know, our media team loves to come up and stick a camera in my face as I'm taking my helmet off, and I'm like trying to decompress out of my head and try to figure out what I want to say at the exact same time of not let my emotions out. And live streams in the truck now is this whole new challenge that I'm battling with myself to keep my emotions inside my helmet and not let them out. And it's fun, but people are so engaged with it. They want to see what's going on. They want to know what's going on in your life and all aspects. So it's definitely been a change for me, but I enjoy it a lot.
Well, yeah, he was that perfect example of like the tried and true racer that, like, you know, the focus was winning and there was really no strategy to kind of, you know, own what you can control. Like, that's kind of what I look at it is. It's like, we need to own everything we can control because there's so much we can't. And, you know, Lauren didn't push back, but he was just like, he didn't like that part of it, you know, as a lot of people don't. You know, none of us sign up to turn into what you turn into when you get to this level. But you got to find the grace in it all, because there's no, unless you're just stupid, filthy rich and you can afford to spend the millions of dollars a year, you know, you have to like it all, right? You can't just pick and choose. I just want to race, or I just want to do content. Like, it all comes together, and you have to find the fun in all of it to make it successful.
It's funny you talk about that. I know, obviously, I'll draw parallels, but you and I are both very close with Ken Block, and it's like, people, you know, you want to talk about Ken, and people are like, oh, how is Ken personally? I'm like, he is not the guy that you see on TV. Like, when you got to know Ken personally, he's not the flamboyant, you know, hey, you know, in your face guy. Like, he was very introverted and just like loved documentary stuff like that. But I go, he knew when he had to flip the switch. You know, in a perfect world, would Ken have to do all that? Probably not. But I just laugh because I'm like, he was case in point where I would watch this guy who I knew very closely, and I'm like, man, he can turn it on and turn it off when he needs to.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Ken is a unique example of that. And, you know, he had that in him. He just didn't always bring it back, whereas, you know, some are more naturally, you know, outgoing and such. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's an art on all fronts, you know. And, you know, it's something that's in you or it's not. You know, you can fake it for so long, but to the crux of the combo is, like, the passion is what drives it. Yeah. And you can't fake that. And so, but I think, you know, a lot more people are starting to pay attention to how it works, and you're starting to see a lot of new brands come into the space. And it is, I feel, a golden era is like brewing in off-road right now. And the more teams and drivers and personalities that take it serious and create value, you know, that's what it is. You know, like the motors, the actual racing that we do and the series promoters and whatever promotion they have, whatever TV it's on or isn't on, you know, that's like a bonus. Teams that want to be professional need to look at these races as a platform to create content and tell the story. And that is really the difference. You know, some people wait and expect the coverage to come to them, but you really just need to go out and make it happen yourself. And so you know, you're starting to see that. And I'm really excited for how the sport, you know, not only physically from vehicles and such, but how the media and the players within it continue to progress it, because it's there's great action that happens in this sport. You know, it's just a matter of getting it to the people because of the, you know, we're hundreds of miles out in the desert. So that's going to keep getting better. Thank you, Elon Musk. More people are going to get engaged. And, you know, the personalities in this space go without saying. There's plenty of that. So,
I think the live stream of the car, that's the one the last 3 or 4 years is really, you know, to me, I laugh because, you know, Lauren's talking about, I have to watch himself. And I'm going, man, when they have, you know, everybody completely mic'd up and it's live for an entire race, I'm like, this could be trouble because there's a lot of us are going to have to watch our tongues.
Yeah. Racing's an emotional thing, you know, and, you know, between the data and now the cameras in there, like all you can preserve is your own thoughts inside your helmet. So you gotta think about it, but it keeps everybody honest, I think. But, you know, racing is emotional and we're all out there trying our hardest and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah, and I think it's okay to share that emotion. Like, you know, like that's fine. Like people want that, you know what I mean? Like if you look at us society as a whole, we're going back to realness. You know what I mean? Like, realness has a value that is so great. That is so great because everyone is so numb to the not realness, right? I mean, you look at all the way up to the level of the president of the United States. He was brought in because of his realness, and people just want to trust and connect. And so, you know, there's a few words that will probably get anybody fired from their job, but like, I'm not scared to slip up in the truck and let my emotion, you know, have a little bit of emotion. Like, people want that. You know, I mean, like there's a video on my Instagram right now, me nerfing this dude. And unfortunately our helmets weren't in there, but the whole time me and Jeremy were like, why is this dude not getting the hell out of our way? Like we're banging him and lighting him up and bumping him and pushing him. And like, you know, like there was emotions that came up in there because I'm trying to get on Brad's ass and this dude is blocking me at this point. You know, I feel like Brad was throwing some hundreds out the window to him. That's what I'm thinking.
I was running upwind to try to dust everybody.
The best video that came out of the Mint was that class 11 car. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the driver and co-driver, and the co-driver's lost with his GPS. And they're yelling at each other and dropping F-bombs every other word, or like everybody can relate and has been in that position in an off-road truck. And to me, that's the best video that's came out of an in-car in the Mint out of the last week. It's been wild.
And it's funny, we're having this conversation about realists, and I completely agree. And then we've got all this AI garbage that's coming at the same time. And it's like, all, you know, and then I'm like, it's this double-edged sword. People are like, oh, you need to invest in AI. And I'm like, yes and no, like, you know, but it's like now you've got, you know, people taking the easy way with a lot of AI stuff. And I'm like, there's a place for it. But I feel like it's sometime I'm seeing like, you know, a lot of this and I'm just going, God, like, I think we've jumped the shark here with AI. Like we need to go back.
Yeah. Human connection is never going to go away. You know what I mean? I think we got a little bit away from it. And then the years of social and now it's just all coming back. Right. I mean, everything's cyclical. You know, people are, you know, and that's why off-road, I believe, is in such a hot spot right now, because people are realizing, you know, whether it be COVID or getting tired of social or whatever it is, people are just wanting to reconnect. And, you know, like, you know, these type of vehicles, the Raptors, the Broncos, you know, allowing people to get there to those roads left traveled and reconnect with each other, reconnect with Earth. And, it's something that is needed, you know, like we as humans need that connection. And, you know, the ebbs and flows of technology will always be there, but I think we'll always come back. I'll come back to that space. I'm curious, Jim, have you spent any time in Raptors?
Yeah. I mean, I've got my Raptor Bronco. I've had it a couple of years. We did a build on it. I've had it out at Moab. I've owned a couple Raptors before that. I mean, I'm lucky my dad's got a Ford dealership. So I bounced through, but yeah, I mean, I actually tell people, I mean, I've owned in my life 30, 40 cars and trucks. The Bronco Raptor is the first vehicle I've ever actually fallen in love with. Like, and that's the easiest way to put it. And I took this thing bone stock to Moab. I hadn't done anything on it, no skid plates, no nothing. And here I am, you know, the first time I took it and, you know, we're doing Hell's Revenge and a bunch of stuff like that. It was a bone stock, you know, other than swapping the tires to a different manufacturer, bone stock Bronco. And I went, wow, this is incredible that I'm taking a car off the showroom floor doing this. And it didn't get one ding on it. you know, and I was like, this is awesome. And since then, I mean, I've owned a bunch of Raptors. Only thing Raptor I haven't owned is a Raptor R at this point. But man, I love the Bronco Raptor.
So you're not really as surprised as most with how stocked this is and what we're doing with them. You get it.
No, I get it completely. And I love, you know, I've talked with Ford of this years because I grew up, my dad, when I started racing, he started me before I ever went trophy truck racing. I started in the stock classes, and that's when Ford had the big investment in stock full. And we're up against a time barrier, so we're going to continue this conversation on YouTube, and we'll be back to wrap things up after this on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Man, what an awesome show today. Obviously, we had to cut things short. I can tell you what, we did go long on this one, over an hour. So if you want that, head over to my YouTube channel. It's just Jim Beaver 15. Search it out. We'll have that uncut video version. You could see everybody. And man, good times. Big thank you to Ford Performance for setting that up. Bailey, Brad, Vaughn, and Lauren for taking the time to come on. Always good to catch up with fam. And lots of good stuff coming out of the Mint 400. If you guys missed it, one, you need to go next year, but two, you watch the live stream. It's still up on YouTube, Mint 400's YouTube. Also on, I think, my Facebook page. We aired it there as well. But, man, it was such an awesome Mint. I think over 440 entries, 450 entries. It was insane, man. But big thanks to all our partners in the show, General Tire, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Misadventure. Make sure and head over to misadventurelife.com and, man, get some swag. Some cool stuff that we're dropping each and every week. Just made big announcement. New athlete on the Misadventure side, Kyla DeSores. She's going to be a guest on the show here in an upcoming week. Jet ski racer that's a professional, snowboarder, overlander. It's going to be good times catching up with her. So a lot more to come here on the show in the coming weeks. And, man, just really stoked to be back. It's good to be back in the saddle, and that's always a good thing. So. Yep, we're going to say bye, and we'll see you next week right here on the show.